We are on Perek Mem, Pasuk Tezayin, page 220. Okay, we're in the middle of the baker and the butler dream.
You're still there?
We're still there. Well, we didn't learn for 3 weeks. Oh. That's why nobody's here now, because they got out of the habit coming. Anyway, so Yosef interprets the butler's dream that in 3 days, Paro is going to put your head back, so to speak, give you back your job. You're going to be giving the wine again on Paro's hands. And then he says to the baker, do me a favor, and please remind Paro that I'm innocent and I don't belong here, and to get me out of here. And what we learned a few weeks ago was this whole question, what did Yosef really do wrong, if that's the normal procedure of doing things? Okay. Now it says in Pasuk Tezayin, V'yarsar ha'efim kitev pasar, the baker saw that Yosef interpreted well. Now, Rashi says, how did he know that he interpreted well? Because like we learned, each one when they dreamt their dream and the interpretation of the other one's dream. So therefore they understood that he interpreted right. Another thing also, not only good that he interpreted well, but he said, the baker saw that he interpreted it in a good way. We learned in the past that dreams go by the way you interpret them. So here, the baker saw that Yosef interpreted the dream good, meaning that the butler is going to get his job back. So what happens? By Yasser Eifim Kitei Pasa, he saw that he did it favorably, he did it well. Because even though the baker had no confidence in Yosef to begin with, but eventually he saw that he interpreted well. By Yemel Yosef, and he said to Yosef, Afani b'chalemi, simply it means, I too had a dream. What was my dream? By the way, it's interesting. Some of us should learn, Af ani b'chalemi doesn't only mean I also dreamt. Af ani b'chalemi means I was the main character in the dream. Af ani b'chalemi, I was also in my dream. Meaning I was also the main character of the dream. What did he see in his dream? Hinei shleisha sali chayri, 3 wicker baskets, and Rashi learns, chayri comes to the word chur, hole. They're wicker baskets because they have holes in them. Aureshi was on my head. Okay? Some people learn sali chayri. Chayri doesn't mean wicker baskets that have holes. Some, like the Ramban learns, chayri means white. He saw white baskets on his head. What did he see? Of his salho elyon, and on the top basket, Mikol Michael Parei Maisa Eifer. In the basket was full of delicacies of baked goods for Parei. That was the dream. He had a basket on his head, 3 baskets, and each one was full of delicacies of Parei's bakery. V'ha'eif Eichel Eisa Min Asal, and the bird was eating them from the basket Mi'al Reishi, from on top of my head. Okay? Meaning, as the Mefarshim explain, not only did the birds have the chutzpah to eat it, they ate it straight from his head. That means right from, so to speak, the baskets directly on top of the head. So the Aruch Chaim explains over here, what's the significance of this dream that Yosef interpreted? He says the following. Birds symbolize the Jews' enemies, and it means that the birds eating the bread on the head of the Jew symbolizes the Jew suffering in the hands of the Goyim. The birds symbolize the Goyim. Eating the bread symbolizes swooping down to attack the Jews. And as the Aruch Chaim explains, what it means is that whenever the Jews slacken off in Yiddishkeit, they throw off the yoke of Torah, so then the enemies come and they come to eat us, to attack us. The birds, the vultures, coming to attack us. So therefore Yosef understood that the dream is not such a good dream. In addition to the fact, unlike the first dream where he saw him pouring wine to Parei, here the birds were eating the bread of Parei. So it's something negative. So Vayan Yosef, and Yosef answered, Vayem, and he said, Zapis Reine, this is the interpretation. Now, before we even say what the interpretation is, when the butler had a dream, and he finished telling Yosef the dream, the pasuk before in sentence 12 says the following, Vayemer le Yosef, ze pisreinoi. It doesn't say Vayan, he answered and said. Yosef said, this is its interpretation. Here, the pasuk says, Yosef answered and said, this is the interpretation. Why is the Torah changing the expression? It should say, he said, this is the interpretation. Before it says, he said, and here it says, he answered and said. So the Mefarshim point out an interesting din. You're not supposed to be the bearer of bad tidings. You're not supposed to tell people bad news. It's not a good thing to do. Good news, you should always like to tell people. Bad news, you shouldn't like to tell people. The butler's dream was a good dream. Right? The butler's dream was a good dream. So Yosef, right away, told him what the interpretation is. Here, by the baker's dream, it's bad news. It's bad news for the Jews, because it means the goyim eating us up. It also means it's bad news for the baker, he's going to get killed. So Yosef did not offer the interpretation. Vayan Vayemen means he was pushed by the baker for the interpretation. He was asked, what is the interpretation? What is it? So he had no choice but to answer. So here it says, he answered and he said, this is the interpretation. Once he's asked, he had no choice but to say it. What?
Contradiction there.
One.
In one way that the Kalom Alechar Pitro no.
Right.
Second way you say that it's a bad sign and it's a sign that the Kalom is bad.
Right.
That's how it's going together. And maybe Yosef Kendall, these bad signs tell some good interpretation and Kalom will be good for Jews and for everybody. If it's Kalom Alechar Pitro, why not to say good things? Even if you see bad sign, say good things and everything will go okay.
The reason why Yosef had to interpret this dream negatively, we're going to come to that in the next pasuk. So, the reason why Yosef had to interpret the dream negatively, he was forced to. Not only did Hashem interpret the dream that it was bad, but if Yosef would have interpreted both dreams for good, they would have never accepted his interpretation.
Who never accepted?
Not the baker, not the butler.
Why?
Why? Because he's a nice guy. He said both dreams meant good. Now, when Yosef is interpreting the baker's dream for bad, he's really risking his life. Why is he risking his life? Because if Yosef made a mistake, what did Yosef tell the baker? Yosef told the baker, you're going to die in 3 days. Yeah, Paro is going to kill you. If Yosef was wrong, and Yosef interpreted the dream that he's going to die, and the baker didn't die, the baker would have killed Yosef, for sure. What do you mean you're interpreting a dream, I'm going to die, and it's not true? Okay? Yosef had to interpret the dream in such a way that they should see that Yosef was a real interpreter of dreams. Because if Yosef would have just interpreted both dreams for the positive, they would have said, "Ugh, look, both dreams are good." What would be from this? Pari would never call in Yosef to interpret the dream. Because if the baker died, because that's what Hashem wanted anyway, so Pari would have said, he's not an interpreter. He just made up a story that everybody's dreams are good.
But Baker told Yosef, asked Yosef to interpret the dream only because he saw that the first interpretation
was
good.
But at the same time, the butler saw the baker's interpretation that it was for bad. And that's what Hashem wanted. And as the Mefarshim say, it had to be that Babinel says that Yosef had to interpret one dream good and one dream bad. Because then they'll realize he's a real interpreter. He's a real interpreter. You can't always interpret a bad dream for good, because then Hashem wouldn't accept Yosef to interpret Pari's dream. This is all the Yad Hashem. This is all the hand of Hashem, eventually to lead up Why did the baker and the butler have a dream that Yosef interpreted? That Yosef should end up going to interpret Pharaoh's dream, that he should become the leader of Egypt, and he should become the savior of the Jewish people. That had to be only by Yosef interpreting the dreams the way he did it.
Those two rabbis in Gemara, that they go to interpreter. In the same dream, he was interpreted for one for good and for one for bad.
Right, because one paid and one didn't.
Yes.
No, so?
Same dream, as the, you can interpret it what you want.
But that's what I'm telling you. But in this case, Hashem didn't want it that way, because then Yepari wouldn't call Yosef to interpret the dream.
The baker should have paid Yosef.
And now that, now he didn't pay. The butler trusted Yosef. So he merited in itself that he should have a good dream. The baker was skeptical the whole time. He didn't want to trust Yosef at all. At the end, he was forced. He saw Nebuch that Yosef was right. So he said, okay, I'll also tell you. That's why he deserved to die also. But that Barbanel explained over here that it has to be in a way that they saw Yosef as a real authentic interpreter to know that this is good and this is bad. Otherwise, Pharaoh would never take Yosef to interpret a dream. So it says, Vayan, that's why it says Vayan Yosef, because in first you call his name, the Torah says that Yosef otherwise wouldn't be the bearer of bad news unless if he was begged to. And he said, Zep Israinai, and as the Mepharshim explained, Zep Israinai means this itself is the interpretation that the dream demands to be interpreted. How? He says, Shleishas Asalim, Shleishas Yamim Hei. The three baskets again, just like by the baker, but the butler, it's three cups of wine. It's 3 days. Be'eit Shleishas Yamim, in 3 days from now, Yisa Paris Reish Chamei Alach, Paris is going to lift your head off you, meaning he's going to kill you. V'sala Eishchei Aleitz, he's going to eat you, hang you on a tree. V'achol Eifes Psar Chamei Alach, and all the birds are going to eat your flesh from you. Okay? Now, the Rechaim says, by both times, Yosef said to the butler and baker, Zep Israini, this is its interpretation. Meaning Yosef said, there is no other interpretation. Don't even think that there might be another things. Because, like he says, this corresponds with what the Gemara says, that a good interpretation makes a good dream, a bad interpretation makes a bad dream. So Yosef had to make, and he did the same thing by Pari also. He said, this is its interpretation. Okay. Now Yosef also understood the fact that both of them dreamt the three showed there was going to be, maybe it meant 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 years.
Yeah.
The fact that Hashem showed him the dream now, and in the number three that they both had three, he understood it meant immediate. Okay, it's interesting. They bring down Rabbeinu Bachaya says that the word Shleisha Sasalim, three baskets, is the same numerical value as Shleishis Yamim Haim. Shleishis Yamim Haim, 3 days, is the same numerical value as three baskets. So Yosef understood it has to be the same 3 days. He's going to lift off you, he's going to behead you. Okay?
If somebody comes to me and tells me the dream, I have to tell for good?
Why shouldn't you? If God tells you what to say, Tell him what God tells you to say. But if God doesn't tell you what to say, you might as well interpret it for good. You can't lose anything by it, for sure, anyway. Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi, was on the third day. Yom huledes ha-pari. And here's an interesting argument. What does it mean? Rashi learns it was Pari's birthday. Pari threw a birthday party, which is, by the way, the source in Torah for birthday parties. Even though the Torah speaks about Pari, but nevertheless, the fact that the Torah describes the whole story with the dreams in connection to Pari's birthday, so there is, in brought down in Sfarim, that this is the source, and the Rebbe emphasizes that people should make birthday parties and speak Torah and get together in tzedakah and do, you know, Torah, tefillah, and tzedakah for birthdays. This is one of the biblical sources of it. Now Rashi asks, Rashi learns it was Pari's birthday. Rashi asks, why doesn't it say Yem Holed Yem? The Rashi learns Huledes means born through somebody else. So Rashi learns that because a midwife delivers the baby, so the baby is born through somebody else, it's called Yem Huledes. Because Huledes means you're born through somebody else. The reason why we say Yem Huledes Sameach is based on this pasuk. Okay? Yom Huledes is birthday. But Huledes really, Rashi explains, means Yem Ledasei, and it's called Huledes because you're not born through yourself, you're born through somebody else. Other Mefarshim learn a completely different interpretation. Rabbeinu Bachai and Radak learn it wasn't Parah's birthday. It was the birth of a new Parah. What does this mean? Parah had a baby. And he was going to be the future king. And all the kings of Egypt were called Parah. So therefore he says, Yem Huledes doesn't mean birthday. Yem Huledes actually means the birthday. The day you're born. So it says it refers to a baby boy. And that's why Parah threw the party.
When it says it's on the third day, Parah's birthday, the third day of the week, or the third day after
no,
the guy had the dream?
Third day after the dream.
After.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our interpretation is this is somebody born.
The way we learn Huledes is caused to be born.
So three is 9
o'clock.
Rashi learns,
yeah. The last one, Huledes, somebody was born, Pashit. What?
3 is 9, so that's why it's a myth, no?
Why is it 9? Why do you get 9?
One guy did 3 basket, the other guy 3 basket, and then after 3 days...
Psh, you're writing your own commentary. Good.
I mean, it's a truth.
Could be. It's very good. It was Parah's birthday or a newborn baby, and he made a mishteh. Now, mishteh in English is translated as a party. Mishteh really means from the word shtei, to drink. Why is a party called mishteh if mishteh means to drink? Because it parties. You have wine. You have drinks. That's the concept of a party. A wine feast or a mashka feast, whatever. So it says, it was on the third day, Yem Huledes is party, the day Parah was born, his birthday, or the day a new kid was born. Vayas mishteh l'chol avadav, he made a party for all his officers. Vayisas reishan amashkim, and he counted. Here it doesn't mean he picked up, means he recognized the butler. Vesreishan ha'efrim v'seich avadav, and he recognized the baker amongst all the other servants. In other words, from all the people serving party, he took notice of these two, the butler and the baker. And Pare put back the butler on his post. And as Rashi says before, because his guilt wasn't as bad, because what, a fly came into the wine, how can he get rid of the flies? But the baker had a stone in the bread, so that was more of his fault. And he again put the cup on the hand of Parah. And the baker he hung because he was negligent in what he did. He hung as Yosef interpreted it, meaning that every person met the fate exactly how Yosef said it was going to be. Now, V'leizachar Sara Mashkim es Yosef, the butler did not remember Yosef. Not only didn't he remember him, Vayishkochehu, and he forgot him. So Rashi says, what's the double expression? He didn't remember him that day. Vayishkochehu didn't even remember him later. So Yosef had to stay another 2 years in prison. Okay. And as the Ebenezer learns, and other Mefarshim learn, it wasn't that he forgot, you know, like we forget. Leizacha means he intentionally didn't forget.
Didn't remember.
He didn't remember. I'm saying Vayishkacheu. He mamish, and not only that, Leizacha, they say, he didn't remember him verbally, Vayishkachehu, and he forgot him even in his heart. He forgot completely about him.
Why does he have to suffer another 2 years ago for?
Oh, so now the question is, Yosef was in prison altogether 12 years. Okay? So, the Mefarshim explained the following. 10 years he was in prison. 10 years he was in prison because of the 10 brothers he used to snitch on.
Right.
The 2 extra years, because he put his trust into the butler rather than putting his trust in Hashem. So because of that, he had to stay another 2 years in prison. Now, obviously, we're going to see in the next parasha, Hashem all wanted this to happen. Yosef was condemned to remain 2 days. He was only supposed to be in prison for 10 days, and therefore the fact that he put his trust into the butler caused him to be another 2 years. Again, this is all part of the major scheme of Hashem, because Hashem wanted the Paris should have his dream when he did, and everything should happen the way it happened, so that's why it had to happen.
Fish.
What?
It's in the end, it's written
Kaf Yud Psukim,
and then the sign.
Kuf Yud Beis.
Yeah. And it's Bakak, it's emptying. What is why in Bakak it's emptying out? I don't understand.
Yabak it is.
Yabok, and after this is the root is Bakak. What is
I know what you're reading.
The commentary is
in the one. Oh, not read it yet, but
oh, that.
Yabok is Bakak.
No.
It's emptying out. What is the emptying?
Because it's emptying out, it emptied out of the native land that was spent to Israel.
It's Bakak. How is Bakak? It's
the root of the word is
empty.
You have to ask the people that speak Hebrew. I don't know.
What is the word for empty?
Bakak is empty.
Bakak is
I don't. That's what they say. Okay.